This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Have you ever purchased something that turned out to be fake? Or maybe, like Steve Miggs and I do, have you ever intentionally purchased something that you knew was fake?
You knew
it wasn't real.
We're faux enthusiasts.
206-803-ROCK. Jason from Yelm, tell us about the autographed posters you have.
Jason.
Sorry, I was at Starbucks and I just got my arm caught in the window.
Oh, no.
That
you're okay,
sucks.
Man.
All right, now we're out of here. Okay, here we go. Well, good morning, y'all. Good morning.
Well, I hope your arm's okay.
Well, I'm live from my car right now.
Okay.
All right. So back in about 2006, I came home from leave from Iraq, and I had bagoogles of money. And so I went down to the Pike Place Market one day, and I think it's still – well, it is still there. There's like a memorabilia shop in the basement, the corner.
Yeah.
So they used to sell music memorabilia, and so – I went in there and I bought an autographed picture of all three members from Nirvana. I bought an autographed picture of Alice in Chains, Jar of Flies, signed by Lane Staley, Mike Starr, the whole crew. I bought a Temple of the Dog picture signed by all the members, a Neil Young one. Well, anyways, fast forward. I'm looking at the picture one day and it just clicks on me. Chris Novoselic signed his name with a C and not a K.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, man, here we go. And so I called them up, and they have records still of who they got it from, some reputable music memorabilia guy in Seattle that actually obtained all the signatures. He was real prominent in the scene, I guess. Well, they had that I had purchased it, what I purchased it for. They could trace it all.
Wow.
And so I took a picture of that Nirvana-signed picture of Kurt Cobain, Dave, and Chris, and I sent it to the Chris Novoselic fan club, and I wrote him a letter, and I explained to him how long I had it. And I was like, I'm not trying to make money, but can you just give your stamp of approval on this? And about 8 months later, he wrote me back, and he was like, yep, I remember the photo signing. It's good to go. Have a great day.
Dude, how great is that? And I was going to say, like, because I know, like, Kurt and Chris, like, at times would just mess with their own name and how they spelled it. So when you first said it, I was like, I bet it's still legit, and that's awesome that he actually authenticated it.
Oh, yeah, because I was going to send them off to the authenticating place or whatever, but they're super expensive to do, but... Shout out to the Pike Place Market, that little shop down in the basement in the corner, because they kept handwritten records all these years. And the guy was like, yeah, man, one guy came in and bought all those at that same time. I'm like, well, buddy, here's a guy with two thumbs. I'm that guy.
That is
rock
awesome,
on, Jason.
Dude.
That's awesome.
And I bet one time they had to prove it, and they're just like, you know what, from now here on out, we have to make sure we have records of everything so we don't have to deal with this kind of stuff.
Keep receipts.
That's awesome. And also, you got a letter from Chris Novoselic saying, that's
pretty dope.
8 months later, that sounds like something. That's like, wait, what is this? 8 months later?
206-803-ROCK. Have you ever purchased something that turned out to be fake? Chris from Smoky Point, tell us your story.
So, my first deployment, we went out towards the Middle East, and I was in the Navy, and we would pull into Dubai. We'd pull into Dubai all the time. And the sandbox was this little area that they, like, fabricated for us that was right on the pier, because we'd pull pier side. and they would sell all kinds of fake Rolexes, fake handbags, anything you could ever imagine that would be thousands and thousands of dollars here in the States, and they would sell the knockoff ones. And some things you could tell, some things you really couldn't.
Right.
And I had a buddy of mine, he would buy up almost all the watches every time we would pull into Dubai, and he would sell them here in the States as real ones.
See, I wouldn't go that far. That would be that to me is like taking it to when you knowingly or know that you're
when you're scamming. Scared.
Yeah, like that's. But I would buy them and rock them and be like, yeah, yeah, totally, it's a Rolex, because I think that would just be funny.
Do you know how much money he made off of this scam adventure?
Roughly $75,000 he paid for his brand new truck in cash.
I bet.
So email us where in Dubai I need to go. I'm kind of changing my nothing.
206-803-ROCK. Mariah in Mill Creek. You bought a fake Funko Pop.
Yeah, I did. So I used to work at the warehouse, and we'd get them free all the time. So I was making a collection, and the ex I had at the time was really into Dragon Ball Z. And as a birthday gift, I wanted to get him a really nice one for his collection, but what it was worth was $5,000. So I found a dupe for $20 on online. And in the fine print, in the details, it said that it was a make, that somebody took the time to make it. And it was pretty good. I mean, it only had subtle details to show that it was a dupe. So,
Mariah, did you tell your boyfriend at the time that this was a fake one, or did you try and pass it off as it was real?
No, I told him about it, that because I didn't want him to be upset if he thought it was a real one.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, we got to go down a rabbit hole of, like, finding out how to tell real from fake, because it's out there, you know. People like to make that stuff.
And the collecting side of Funko is crazy, like how some of those Funko Pops, how much money they go for. Like, when they do, like, those limited edition ones, or they have, like, one of a certain type that's available at this certain store. I have some friends that are, like, knee-deep into that world, and I'm like, I haven't heard, $5,000 seems super steep, but there's, like, some that go, like, you know, $500, $600, $700.
Wow. Mariah, do you know, like, in your experience with Funko Pops, what's, like, probably the most valuable one?
So most of the time, the ones that they do for their convention, because they're limited, those ones usually go for quite a bit. And then if somebody gets it signed by the voice actor or the actor, then, you know, that adds to the price tag. The ones that I personally have, the most expensive is over $100, and it's an HR Puff and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Nice. So you're a stoner is what you're talking about.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.